we do have to try and figure out, at least in organic dairy, how to survive and not like have our whole organic dairy system succumb to like these large quote unquote organic dairies that are popping up in Texas and Colorado and out west. Dairy farm transitions are really, really difficult and haven't been happening kind of at the scale that they need to keep the business of dairying as a small farm successful. Dairy farmers are like some of the most stubborn, like hard, but also like hardworking. And like, you think about like a farm that's been in, you know, similar to this farm that had, you know, been around for decades, and you've like devoted your whole life to something, and then you have to like come to the realization that you can't do it anymore, and you have to like give up basically your whole identity, mm-hmm. And transition that to somebody else. And I think that that is really hard to let go of. And then like, you know, obviously you have a new fresh generation coming in with new ideas, new ways of doing things, new technologies, and that can often like create challenges. A lot of times we're not seeing like the sons and daughters and the kids take over the farm anymore. Mm-hmm. We're seeing like a lot of people like you and me who are coming to farming maybe like later in life, or not having like grown up on a farm.
Yeah.
And, you know, trying to navigate these complicated relationships. I think there need to be like more mediation resources and just like more, yeah, kind of neutral parties involved that can kind of make these transition processes successful, mm-hmm. For, you know, and have both parties feel like their needs have been met.